Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. Today, we're joined by Audrey Tinlin, senior journalist at the BBC. Audrey, welcome back. Good to have you back on the show with us.
Good to talk to you again. Hi.
Always lovely to have you. So, Audrey, let's start off with US President Joe Biden. He has his first meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week as a number of disputes between the US and Russia rumble on. What's likely to be top of the agenda? I believe I saw a BBC article earlier today that said that this could not be such a friendly encounter. What can we expect?
Yes, that's right. Our reporters in Russia are telling us that really not an awful lot of goodwill is expected, but that's because relations between the two sides are at a very low ebb. Neither side has an ambassador in the other country at the moment. So on the agenda, there's a number of things. The Americans have said they want to talk about Russia's aggression in Ukraine. They want to talk about cybercrime. They want also to talk about those bigger issues of arms control, climate change. So there's a lot there, and also Russia's treatment of dissidents like Alexei Navalny, who's been put in jail there and was on hunger strike. You'll remember the whole of that story. So there's a lot on the agenda, and no great expectations for a breakthrough. But one thing that people will be looking at is what's happening afterwards with the press conference at the end. You'll remember that press conference between President Trump and President Putin, where Mr. Trump really kind of played down work done by his own American security services and said he believed Russia. So this time, the Russians are not going to get the opportunity to see anything like that happening. President Biden's team have said there's going to be a solo press conference. Mr. Biden will speak to the press on his own. So even ahead of it, the whole thing's being managed.
But can we expect anything concrete to actually come out of the summit then, Audrey?
Well, concrete is that it's happening at all, many of the diplomats are saying. You know, the two leaders are sitting down. It's a full summit. They will be sitting down with their aides. They'll be talking about all of these issues. And President Putin, ahead of this, talking to his own media back home in Russia, he's been praising Mr. Biden's professionalism, as he calls it, and saying that he wants to get restore direct contacts and get the relationship back into Putin where they can at least talk to each other. And I think that is mostly what people are expecting to come out of it. Washington's been insisting it wants to make relations stable and predictable between the two sides. So getting back on a more, not necessarily an even footing, but a footing for discussions, that's what we're expecting to see.
And another global news this week, Audrey, Iranians go to the polls later in the week to decide who'll be the country's next president. Now, Iran has been hit hard by the coronavirus and its economy isn't looking so great. So how is the election shaping up?
Yeah, it's an interesting election against, as you were saying, a background of an economy that's really struggling because of U.S. sanctions over the Iran's nuclear ambitions, largely. Inflation is nearly 50% in Iran. People are queuing for just buying basic foodstuffs. The Iranians themselves would like to see an improvement there, but younger people who'd wanted a real change are not actually expecting to see that now. Because of the seven candidates who've been approved to stand, out of hundreds who wanted to stand, only seven have been approved. Five of those are seen as hardliners, the conservatives, and the front runner, Ibrahim Raisi, he is currently the head of the judiciary. He's a hardliner. He's seen as a favorite to succeed, and that wouldn't necessarily see any change in the political system in Iran.
How are these elections being viewed inside Iran, though, Audrey?
Well, Iranians are certainly talking about it. There have been a number of political debates on television. These issues are widely discussed. And that is something Iranians always point to, the fact that they are allowed to discuss and they're allowed to elect. But in numbers who come out, that's what people are watching this time. Voter participation has usually been around 60% in elections in Iran up until recently, but that's been falling off now because of this discontent about the economy and about other issues. So inside Iran in the diaspora outside, the hashtag No to Islamic Republic has been going around, has been tweeted, and people are asking for a boycott. So it's observers are saying that there could be quite a low turnout this time, and there is disillusionment inside Iran about the political process.
Well, Audrey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and sharing those updates.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Audrey Tinlin, senior journalist at the BBC, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.